The stay-at-home order is extended through May, but restrictions on certain places are being loosened.
If we lifted the stay-at-home order tomorrow, we would see our deaths per day shoot into the thousands.
That's Governor J.B. Pritzker. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Friday, April 24th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with Governor J.B. Pritzker issuing a modified stay-at-home order that extends to May 30th. The governor says the state will require residents to wear masks inside stores and where six-foot social distancing can't be maintained.
The sacrifices that we've made as a state to avoid a worst-case scenario are working, and we need to keep going a little while longer to finish the job.
Pritzker also says some non-essential businesses will be able to take online and phone orders while providing curbside and delivery service. He says some state parks and businesses like golf course and greenhouses will be able to reopen. Certain elective medical procedures will also be allowed. Pritzker says models indicate the state might see the coronavirus peak in early May, but he says those same predictions show Illinois could see a significant second wave if restrictions were fully lifted. State Representative Dan Brady is a Bloomington Republican. He says he'd like to see a more regional approach to reopening the state.
Trying to persuade the governor to have more structured reopenings and phasing in parts of Illinois that don't show the signs and numbers that maybe north in the Chicagoland and Cook-Collard County areas do.
Meanwhile, McLean County has gone three straight days without any new confirmed COVID-19 cases. Our number still stands at 86. Just about all those people have recovered. Seven remain in home isolation, and one patient is hospitalized. Three people have died. County health officials stressed that total most certainly paints an incomplete picture because testing has been so limited. About 1,700 McLean County residents have been tested. Statewide, over 1,800 new cases were reported yesterday alone, and 123 new deaths. Here's some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. OSF Healthcare says about 200 people in the Bloomington Normal area are enrolled in its new Pandemic Health Workers Program. It provides home monitoring for those with COVID-19-like symptoms or at high risk of contracting it. A widow has asked a federal judge to deny the Town of Normal's request to dismiss her lawsuit over allegations of police officer Brian Williams stole $12,000 in cash from her home. And Hy-Vee says it's seen a significant increase in people buying hair and beauty products after salons and barbershops closed. Sales of hair color and nail polish have more than doubled. See more on these stories at WGLT.org. The coronavirus has ripped away many things from many people, including high school seniors. Normally, Bloomington Normal seniors would now be enjoying those big final moments before adulthood begins. Prom, the senior luncheon, graduation, to name a few. But the pandemic has put an abrupt stop to all that, while also throwing a pretty expensive curveball into college planning.
It's a little bit bittersweet.
That's Grace Nord, a senior at Normal Community High School.
I understand why they're doing it. And it makes sense, and it is good, and it is important for public health. But obviously, I would have liked to have gone back and seen my friends and my teachers and had a formal graduation and all that, all those nice things that come along with senior year.
Governor Pritzker last week extended school closures through the end of the school year. Here's Ellie Boitnot, a senior at Normal West.
It was weird just knowing that a month ago was my last day of school and I did not even know it.
Another Normal West senior, Alina Barlow, says she was not surprised by Pritzker's announcement, and as an immunocompromised person, she fully supports stay-at-home measures.
But a part of me did hope we would end up going back simply because to have the opportunity for us seniors to have, you know, the senior activities, the musical, the prom, all that, and a timely order.
Senior prom has been postponed until June, at least. The senior picnic and luncheon were canceled. Normal West's graduation, originally scheduled for May 23rd at Grossinger Motors Arena, is up in the air. The principal recently sent everyone an email asking if they had a preference for alternative graduation formats, such as postponing until August 1st, doing it online, or holding a drive-through event. Barlow had several friends who were going to perform the now-canceled spring musical, Newsies, a callback to one of their first songs they sang together in middle school.
As it was sort of our big last hurrah before we graduated and went off our separate ways.
Students like Barlow, who just finished their K-12 education with online learning, may start college the same way. Some campuses have already said they plan to begin the fall semester online. Alina Barlow planned to attend Illinois State University and study psychology. Most likely, she still will. ISU has not announced plans for the fall semester, though summer classes and new student orientation were moved entirely online.
Just because I do not want to lose my spot in the program, and I worked very hard to get that position. But again, the costs are kind of high for having virtual learning, so I may rethink it depending on what their statement is that would come closer to fall.
Ellie Boitnot plans to study biology at the University of Kentucky starting in the fall. She doesn't know yet if her summer orientation will be on campus or online. I asked her, what if Kentucky moves to online classes in the fall?
Yeah, I'd be kind of bummed just because I have met a lot of people through, like, social media and stuff, just, like, looking for a roommate. And then also just, like, my plan to rush, too. So that would kind of just take out that experience, I guess, for that time. And then I was looking forward to, like, football games and just being on campus and, like, creating my own schedule, meeting people.
Grace Nord from Normal Community plans to attend ISU, too. But for the rest of this semester, she'll be working on her own coursework while helping her younger siblings with theirs. Her engineer father and anesthesiologist stepmom are essential workers, so she and her sister, Ashley, a Normal Community junior, are tag-teaming the big sister role.
Some of the stuff they do is very sweet and very fun to do with them, but sometimes they just get kind of rowdy. They're stuffed up. They don't want to be inside and doing e-learning because they're 7 years old.
Grace Nord says when it comes down to it, her inconveniences are a privilege.
Because I am a senior in high school and not a senior in college. I'm not an essential worker. I'm not immunocompromised. I'm, like, not recently unemployed, having to figure out how to put food on the table. And most importantly, I'm not currently sick. I'm happy and I'm healthy. So I really have nothing to complain about right now.
Before we let you go, the ISU Board of Trustees will meet tomorrow morning at 10, virtually, of course. On the agenda are updates on costs for the next fiscal year and on construction projects. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Contribute at WGLT.org.